Welcome to the Coworkers Podcast with Jesse and Shaney,
where every believer is a coworker in God's mission. Hi, this is Shaney, along with my husband, Jesse. Welcome to the first episode of the Coworkers Podcast. And in this episode, we want to share with you the hopes that we have for this podcast, why we decided to start it, and a little bit about ourselves. The purpose of the Coworkers Podcast is to help every believer know their part in God's mission and to pursue it. Our heart behind starting this is the belief that God wants to use every single believer to expand his kingdom. We want to provide biblical clarity and practical tips on how men and women team together in mission work in various contexts. Our context has been targeting the unreached in South Asia, but this podcast is for coworkers in the gospel all over the world. So if you are doing evangelism, discipleship, church planting work anywhere in the world, or if you want to begin doing that kind of work, then this podcast is for you. This includes men and women of every season of life, singles, marrieds, parents of children of all ages, and older people. Every person has a valuable and unique contribution in God's kingdom, and every person can expect to be used powerfully by God.
So maybe you're thinking, why another podcast? So really, the purpose behind this podcast, it grew out of a Bible study that we began doing on the field with some of our coworkers, some of our national partners that Shaney put together. And over the course of those years, we've been refining it, going back, studying it more and more. And the purpose of the original Bible study was, where do we see in the scriptures the ways that women were involved in the work of church planting in the New Testament? And so this is a big topic in missionary work circles, a big topic in ministry and churches in the States as well these days. But in the years since then, it's gone beyond that. And really, this podcast is going to cover not just women's roles, but a lot of different aspects of how all believers are involved in God's work, in this work that we're talking about. And so that's really what we want to do. We want to clarify biblically from God's word what we should expect for how people are going to be involved in the work. Like Shaney said, all different seasons of life, different walks of life, even different contexts. We're going to just be dealing with that, talking about that episode to episode. So in our work right now, we already have a lot of training and teaching that we do on a regular basis here in South Asia, both with Westerners that have come over as workers and with our brothers and sisters here that are South Asian believers. And we've just seen the way that the Lord has used that over the years as we've pursued that biblical clarity together, as we've done that Bible study together, really sharpening each other and pushing deeper and deeper into God's word, and then challenging each other to be obedient to what we found. And so we wanted an easy way to be able to share all that with others. And so that's where the podcast came from. We've seen, again, just the difference that it makes when people do this work together, the difference that it makes when we are serious about pursuing biblical clarity, and that people can really find their place in the Bible story as we study it together and then encourage each other to be a part of it. It's good for the work. It's good for the teams that we've been a part of. There's just value, and we've seen it and experienced it ourselves, value when team leaders are able to understand how people in different seasons of life, both men and women, can grow in being involved in the work, and those team leaders can grow in knowing how to help them and to empower, to equip, encourage them to do it. We've seen married team leaders grow in how they can empower singles. That's been true for us, some of the single ladies that have been on our teams. And we've seen men team leaders grow in empowering women, national brothers and sisters grow in empowering others that they've been involved with. So this is a really significant piece of our ministry, is just pushing all people that we're come in contact with, whatever season of life, deeper into the scriptures so that they too can find their place in God's work.
So we want you to know a little bit about who we are and where we come from as we begin this podcast. Jesse and I both grew up in the Midwest. We are farm kids at heart, and we met in college through a Christian organization on our campus. We both were really growing spiritually at the time, and God was opening our eyes up to lostness in the world and the need for the gospel in unreached places. And so at that time, we both began getting involved in evangelism on our college campus. We began reaching out to international students through our Christian organization, serving on mission trips, reading the amazing book, Let the Nations Be Glad. And basically, through all of that, we both felt called to take the gospel where it wasn't. And so we began pursuing that calling. We went to seminary. We began serving overseas in South Asia in 2005, doing church planting work and training, working alongside national believers in South Asia in evangelism and discipleship and church formation. So at that time, we were newly married, no kids, riding a Honda dirt bike around villages. And since then, we have served on several teams in villages and cities. We've added 3 kids over the years and really believe that building healthy families is an important part of mission teams working well together. And so we currently have kids age 10, 9, and 8, and we just have a lot of fun serving as a family on the field. So you'll hear more about our kids, I'm sure, from time to time on the show. And we are currently leading a large team in an urban center and overseeing the training of Western workers in South Asia. So kind of 2 different teams that we are a part of, and the day-to-day work of our teams focuses on training South Asian believers in reproducible tools in evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. And as we've added children into our lives over the years, our season of life has changed, and my involvement in the work has changed. The way we work together in parenting, in the work, has really changed over the years. So season of life is an important topic for families in the work, and you'll be hearing more about that in future episodes.
So here's what you can expect in some of the episodes to come. First of all, we want to just provide a consistent biblical foundation to all of the topics that we address. We want more than anything to just be pointing people to God's word. The stuff that we're going to talk about on these episodes has really arisen from years and years of shared study of God's word. And then as we've gone out and tried to apply that word in our own lives and in our ministry. And so that's the foundation all across the board. Anything that we're going to be talking about here, we're going to be pointing you to God's word. So the topics that we're going to deal with are going to be topics such as, like we mentioned, the role of women in the work, how women in all seasons of life are involved in this church planting work that we're talking about. We're going to understand how those seasons change, what that means for expectations for team leaders and for team involvement. We're going to talk about some of the dynamics of teaming together, both as Westerners teaming with Westerners and working alongside of local believers and those even who are new believers coming into Christ. We're going to take a look at a day in the life of a cross-cultural worker, a church planter, in various contexts. And so we're going to be publishing these new episodes regularly, and you can check out our show notes to see how you can connect with us, have access to some of the resources that we're going to put out there. So in our time together on these episodes, we just want to lift up God's word. We want to honor Christ, and we want to encourage you, our co-workers, wherever you are, whatever your season of life, however you're serving, to find your place in God's work and to fulfill it.